Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, founder of Growth Day. Now, I know a lot of people set New Year's goals, but I also like to set New Year's intentions. And I think about those very differently. If, by the way, you are coming here and you are excited about New Year's, what are you most excited about in 2021? What are some of your New Year's goals or intentions? I'd love to see some of that from you guys as I start this new journey in 2021, building this new brand called Growth Day, which is, for me, gonna be, you know, the biggest effort of the year. So I'll tell you more about that later. Let's talk about the difference between intentions and goals. To me, goals are tangible, finite things you're trying to achieve. You set a goal to do something by this date, and it's something you can, it's measurable, it's observable, you can achieve it. There it is. It's finite. It's a thing. It's an object. It's something you're going to make happen or you're going to do, right? It's very observable. And to me, that's very powerful. And you have to have a whole list of goals for the year. And I hope you have goals in lots of different parts of your life, your health, your mindset, the way that you treat other people, the things you're going to create, give, launch, grow into. Awesome. For me, intentions, though, are a little different. Intentions, to me, are almost your self-directives. Intentions are the things that say, I want to live life like this. I want to be like this. I have the higher level aims to treat people this way, to achieve these things, to give this type of energy into the world or this type of energy to others. And it's not that they're completely or always separate than goals, but that's how I think of them. So I'll give you six of my 2021 New Year intentions. And I hope that walking you through these, you can kind of see the difference. So my first intention this year, be more calm amid the chaos. You know, don't get so dragged into other people's dramas this year. Don't get so pulled into false emergencies and fake deadlines. Don't get wrapped into gossip or all the vitriol of politics. Don't lose your center amid all of the noise. As the world becomes uncertain, or as more people, you know, are in this tribe or that tribe or this political spectrum or that political spectrum, or the news has headlines, or there's so much happening in social media, I don't want to be pulled into that. I want to stay centered, calm, focused, peacefully moving with real force and intention towards the dream that I want to build, towards the life I want to have, towards the service I want to render to others. To me, that fundamental intention that you cannot shake me off of my center, that fundamental intention that the day, that the focus is mine, that fundamental intention that I'm going to grab life's agenda and I'm going to do my best to reclaim that agenda from all the distractions, the noise, the social media out there. And I'm just going to be calm and cool. I'm going to be centered. I'm going to show up and I'm going to keep doing my thing amid all of that chaos. I'm going to keep moving it forward. I'm going to keep living the life that I really desire to live, having the energy, the positive mindset, the joy that I want to experience and have each day, regardless of how loud it gets. I want to find my calm center and operate from that type of presence. My second intention, judge less, feel better. If you were with me in 2020, you heard me talk about this all last year, this idea that, you know what, you will feel so much better in life if you don't judge yourself harshly and judge others harshly or unfairly, right? So often we get so mad at ourselves, we judge ourselves, we're mean to ourselves, we speak awful words to ourselves, and that judgment makes us feel terrible. Likewise, if you're scrolling all day, oh, look at her, oh, look at him, and you're judging everybody all day long, every time you spend a judgment, you spend energy. Every time you judge somebody as less than or more than, if you judge yourself more superior, them less or vice versa, and it's always like, well, they're like this, they're like that. The more you point, the more you blame, the more you judge, the less you feel good about life. Have you ever noticed that? When other people are judging you and it's unfair or it's harsh, you feel terrible. And yet, how often do you do that? Even as you scroll through your phone or as even as you see somebody else who's different than you. And I'm just here to say, judge less, feel better. And I'm here to say it for me too. It's very easy to judge the other side. It's very easy to judge people in my own industry. It's very easy to judge a mistake by a team member and just make all these assumptions and get all upset about it. It's like, you know what? Instead of judging, if I get curious, instead of judging, if I explore, or on my finest days, if I can rise that higher level of awareness and consciousness that doesn't need to judge, that can observe and allow and have that sense of grace to let other people live their lives. I don't need to demand they are like me or that they have to do the things I say. Let them, you know, run their own race. Let them have their own dream. Let them have their own approach. And if I don't like what they're doing, you know what? Let life be their educator, not me. I don't have to force them into doing or being the way I believe they must. And the more that I can approach that level of consciousness, awareness, or grace I can share with you, the more I feel at peace. The third big intention for me this year is to form a more invincible resolve to win the day. You know, just to get those inches, to get that momentum, to win each and every day. So if I do get knocked off course for an hour or two in distraction or drama or I don't feel good, boom, I'm back and I still win the day. To make sure each day I know, what are my three pressing priorities today? What are the five major tasks I have to get done? Who are the people I need to reach out to first before I react and reply to everybody else? Just being on my A game means I have the intention at the beginning of the day, I'm gonna win this day. Even if the day goes sideways, even if it's difficult, I'm going to surmount a comeback during the day. I'm still going to move one thing forward, even just one inch. There will be progress this day, because you and I both know how easy it is to lose half a day to discouragement or days to being down or discouraged. And sometimes having the intention that no matter what, I will move this rock forward, even if this rock is so much more than I am right now. I'm always going to win that day. And how do I win that day? I begin the day with very clear intentions. I begin with my morning routine where I get up, I read something positive for 20 minutes, I work out or move or stretch for 20 minutes, I plan my day for 20 minutes, I meditate, I recite my powerful affirmations, and I'm into the day with great energy. I haven't checked my phone. I haven't, been pulled into other people's dramas. I set my morning so that I put myself in the best possible place to win energetically, to win with my focus and my task for the day, to win knowing what a good day would be like for me. Forge an invincible resolve to win the day. Get that inch, get that momentum. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com. 2020 was a lot of pivoting, a lot of adapting, and a lot of secretly building this new brand called Growth Day. And yet, because of all of here in the United States, the political vitriol, because of how much was going on in social change, because of the pandemic, because of my deep desire to care for my team, my family, my friends, I was moving, there was just so much going on all at the same time. For me, it was really important to focus on those aspects, but also because of all that's going on, I was constantly checking, how is this person? What's going on with the media? What's going on with social change? What's going on with my friends? And I was checking in way too much for my liking. One of the greatest things I ever learned was that social media and your inbox, it's nothing but other people's agendas. When you're checking in social media or you're looking at your inbox, it's just organizing systems for other people's agendas. This is their life. They want you to see this. This is their email. They want you to do that. And If I don't protect my time where I only check in on those things at certain times throughout the day, meaning I block what I call my reactive time. I block the reactive time. It's like this hour, that's when I do email. Or right before dinner, that's when I'll check my texts or my social media for my friends. If I don't block that, if I just get up, like 80% of smartphone users get up and the first thing they do is they grab their phone, they check in the news, I check in everything else. And now they've lost their agenda of energy and they've been pulled in through this warp, you know, device into other people's energies and agendas. And so for me, less consumption means less on the phone and more creation, creating more videos for you. I'm starting a morning show for our Growth Day community. That will be on my Instagram. So if you want to check out my Instagram at Brendon Burchard, I'll be doing a morning show throughout this year called Growth Day Morning Show. I will be doing way more in my Facebook groups, way more in my podcasts, way more here, just more conversational this year now that I feel like we've kind of figured our rhythm. And a lot of that is just that artistic desire to create more, but it's also a recognition of too often it's easy to consume. I mean, today, the average American is, you know, might be watching 4 or 5 hours of television and then another hour or two on social media. That means they're losing, you know, between 4 and 6 or 7 hours a day to consumption. And not that that can't be entertaining, not that that can't be sometimes informative, but you and I both know people watch junk and consume junk, and that enters their mind as junk, and suddenly life feels like it, you know? So we have to be careful about what we're consuming. I want to be conscious about this year. That's my intention. Another intention of mine is just to bring joy to others with my full presence and love, to you know, be even more attuned to my presence and awareness and be attentive to the energy and be responsible for the energy that I'm putting out into the world. Because, you know, I've been the bring the joy guy for, I don't know, 15 years. At the same time, it was different. I used to get, I used to see you all out on the road in the airports. We did 8 live events per year. Then I would do speaking tours, speaking to 20, 30,000 people in arenas and conference centers all over the country. And that was my life, you know, our 8 events with thousands and thousands of people throughout the year, or, you know, going to these mega arena events and being the big keynote. I got used to being out there and it was really, really fun. And it made me attentive to my energy because I had to be with people all the time. Being just at home most of the pandemic in quarantine, or being, you know, in a smaller group with really just my wife and once in a while hang out with some friends, I don't see as many people anymore. So it's easy to just be internal and forget my energetic effect. And I have a purpose of bringing joy to people. And you can't bring joy if you can't get present. And so I've learned I got to work at that. It's a big intention for me this year. My last big intention this year is to make health and rest equal in weight of priority to my mission. And I've never worked harder in 2020 in pivoting our companies and our teams and our brands, helping them, supporting them, taking teams virtual, relaunching a bunch of things. We weren't doing live events or books anymore, building up what you will see as Growth Day throughout this year. It was so much. It was a lot of activity. And many times I would say, I'll compromise on how much I sleep this week, or I'll compromise my workout, I'll skip that today. And I wouldn't say I was too bad at that, but here's what I do realize. To go to another level of leadership and service and contribution, another level of productivity, another level of high performance, as we talk about in my world, then I have to be even more disciplined with health, rest, with those ideas of sleeping well, eating well, meditating, exercise, diet, supplementation, all those things we talk about in high performance. If you read my book, High Performance Habits, those are essentials. And I want to even get better at each and every single one of those. So those are my intentions for 2021. What are yours? And also, if you would love to join us in Growth Day, just go to growthday.com. Right now, our big offer is up, which is you can get coaching from me and the world's best personal growth teachers, mentors, and coaches all year long for less than $1 for less than $1. Go to growthday.com. And then what you're going to experience is starting in February, all year, every single week, you get either me at the beginning of the month or our other coaches each week of the month coaching you live. Now, I've been telling my friends, it's kind of like if Masterclass only focused on personal development and wellness and productivity, but importantly, the coaches, the teachers went live and they wanted to build community and tools to really support that education and that growth. Well, that's Growth Day. My thesis is that, listen, every single day is a great day to grow. And if you really want more happiness, more focus, more abundance, more progress, more confidence, more joy in life, then you got to have more days that are growth days, right? Growth days, those days where you feel like I crushed it today. A growth day is a day where you feel like you were in flow, you were having fun, you were living intentionally. A growth day is where you were activating your passions, you were learning. A growth day is where you lay your head on your pillow at the end of the day and you go, that was a great day. I came so far. I got it done. I achieved the thing, or at least I learned a lot, or I felt good, or I was congruent with who I was, or I treated people with respect and kindness. I was good today. I was my best self today. Those are growth days. If we want to have a better 2021, we need more growth days. So do yourself a favor, go to growthday.com, join our community for less than a dollar. I'm bringing the world's best personal growth coaches to you every single week live throughout 2021. Go to growthday.com. What are your new year intentions for 2021? I'd love to learn and see what's on your mind. And I appreciate you as always. I'm entering 2021 more grateful than I've ever been in my life for your energy, your support, and this community. Again, go to growthday.com and I'll see you next week. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.